What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
We appreciate you joining us for another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, heard right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show, I am a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. We want to be your resource when it comes to buying, selling, or investing in Metro Atlanta. We can be reached by calling 770. Thank you very much, Alfie. The applause you hear were driven by my man, Alfie.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
Doing good, Cleve. How are you doing today, sir?
Thank you for the applause. I'm not sure exactly what you were giving me applause for, but I do appreciate it.
Just being a fine radio host.
Well, thank you very much. If you're a listener and you need to reach us, the number to call is 770-497-0000, or you can reach us online at gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. I am a real estate broker and team leader with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Metro Atlanta. And as I said, I believe before, my family's been in the real estate industry for 30 years. I think we've got a pretty good show. Alfie says we always have good shows, and
I appreciate
his confidence. We're going to start out by talking a little bit about reverse mortgages.
Oh, okay. I see the commercials for those all the time.
What's a reverse mortgage?
I have no idea.
Okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit.
All right.
Second segment of the show, Phil Erickson, an estate attorney and estate expert with O'Kelly and Sorahan, will be on with us to talk about how some of the tax laws that were recently changed will affect estates. We've also got some other sort of administrative estate stuff we'll discuss. Got a question from a listener who wants to know if they can get a conventional loan without having carpet installed in the home. Alfie, unusual question, but we're going to provide the answer to that question. And by the way, it might not be what you think it is.
Ooh.
Got a question from Stephen and Amy in Buford who say they filled out their homeowner's disclosure, indicating the buyer was responsible for a fee, and yet now the closing attorney is charging that fee to them.
Oh.
They want some advice on that. Jenny wants to know what the difference in a pre-approval letter and a pre-qualification letter from a lender is. We'll cover that in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. We're going to feature Harrington Falls in Alpharetta. Harrington Falls in Alpharetta, for those of you who do not know exactly where it is, it's on Mayfield between Hopewell and Freemanville Road. So if you live in the Alpharetta area or Milton or Johns Creek or Cumming or any of the areas surrounding, you want to stay tuned for the fourth segment of the show, because what's happening in that neighborhood might mirror exactly what's happening in your neighborhood. Also, Alex in Brookhaven wrote in wanting to know, is a ranch more expensive to build than a two-story? That is also an interesting question, one of those that makes you go, I wonder exactly how that works. So let's jump right into, and if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I want to talk just a little bit about reverse mortgages. Alfie, do you know what a reverse mortgage is?
I do not. I've seen the commercials for them, but I don't know what it is.
So generally, the way a reverse mortgage works, and it is a mortgage in reverse. So if you get a mortgage, they loan you the money, you pay for a home.
All right.
In a reverse mortgage, you have the equity in your home. You already own your home.
Right.
The lender gives you a loan on the equity that you already have, and then one of two things happen. Now, there's many different types of reverse mortgages, but let's say that you were over 62 years old, so only people over 62 can qualify, and you wanted to take out some equity on your home. The lender would give you the equity in that home, and you would never pay that loan back until after you pass away.
Okay.
They could also set it up where, let's say you had $100,000 in equity in your home, and you wanted to get a reverse mortgage because, let's say, maybe you were 65 years old, and you wanted an extra stream of income coming in on a monthly basis. So a lender says, we will make payments to you, and I'm just making up a number, of $800 a month from now until you pass away. Well, the lender would continue to make those $800 monthly payments to you regardless of how long you lived.
Okay.
Regardless of how big the balance on the loan got.
Okay.
Interesting, huh?
Yep.
So it's a way for people, it's actually called a home equity conversion mortgage, an HC, HECM,
okay.
Which is actually supervised by the Federal Housing Administration, or insured, excuse me, by the Federal Housing Administration. And they're actually very common. We've had some people ask about any negatives or downsides on reverse mortgages. And by the way, if you want, I don't do reverse mortgages. I won't recommend whether you should or shouldn't. You certainly need to talk to your professionals and advisors and your family if you're interested in getting a reverse mortgage, but it could be the right solution for some people. A couple of things you need to be careful of, though, if you're getting a reverse mortgage, is there are fees and other costs associated with the mortgage, and sometimes they can be a little higher on FHA-insured loans. You owe more over time. So on your mortgage now, Alpha, you and Kimber owe less in April than you did in March.
Okay.
Right?
Right, right.
On a reverse mortgage, you owe more in April than you did in March because they either sent you in advance. So they sent you that $800 monthly payment, Alfie, or they just charged you interest on the balance due. Even though you didn't have a monthly payment due, the amount of interest owed on the loan went up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Have I lost you totally?
No, no, no.
Okay,
got
you got it? Yeah. So it sounds confusing that you would have something like this, but in a lot of cases, Alfie, all of the equity, all of the net worth that people have once they're retired is all tied up in their home.
Absolutely.
And so the only way they can get the money out of their home is to sell the home, but they want the home because they want to live in the home. They don't want to sell the home. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So the reverse mortgage allows them to stay in place. Interest rates typically on reverse mortgages can change over time. You got to be careful of that. Interest is not tax deductible because interest is only tax deductible when you pay it.
Gotcha.
So if you're not making payments, the interest is not tax deductible. You'll always have to pay the other costs, taxes, insurance, HOA dues, things associated with your home. Sometimes, Alfie, if you and Kimber were both over 65, you passed away. Let's hope that doesn't happen for 30 years after you're 65, Alfie.
Right.
But she might have a problem staying in the home unless you actually structured the reverse mortgage correctly. And then sometimes you have nothing left over to leave to your heirs because you've basically spent all of the equity. Not that that should be your main focus, Alfie, is having something left over to leave to your heirs. But sometimes in the situation of reverse mortgage, there's nothing left over in the end to leave to your heirs.
Gotcha.
Make
okay.
sense?
Yes.
Any questions on that?
No. I think you pretty much covered it.
Do you know anybody who's gotten a reverse mortgage?
No, I do not.
Yeah.
No.
I know a couple of people who have gotten a reverse mortgage, and in both cases, I've actually seen it cause a little bit of complications
right.
As they got ready to sell a property, or in some cases where you had one spouse die and the other one was still living, it wound up causing some issues. But, you know, for some people, it might be just the right thing. If you have more questions or you have any questions on that subject or any other, you can reach us by calling 770-497-0000. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, your show host. I'm joined here in the studio by my man Alfie. Hey, Alfie, I have to say to you on the air.
Yes.
Thanks for NASCAR, my man.
Hey, no problem. Glad you have a good time.
Now, there's one issue. I had to have three fillings replaced after NASCAR because those things are so freaking loud. Those cars are loud.
They're loud.
Alfie got me a pass. We went to NASCAR 2 weeks ago.
Something like that.
Went right down into the garage area. I mean, I was like literally 6 inches from the cars. I could look in the cars. It was really fascinating. I appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, cool.
I appreciate it. Listen, if you're listening and you're thinking of selling your home anytime in the next 6 months, you know, selling a home can be confusing. How do you prepare the home for sale? What's the right price? How do you get the highest price? And how do you make the process as easy as possible on your family? And you can't just listen to the typical marketing messages by real estate agents out there that say, we'll sell your home or we'll buy it guaranteed. Because in reality, a lot of those agents don't own their own home, so I'm not sure how they're going to buy yours. And we also have a few national companies that are here in Atlanta now saying they will take all of the headaches out of the process, and they will make it where you don't have to worry about buyers visiting your home. But when you think about it, who is actually paying for all of that convenience? If somebody's taking the headaches out of you selling your home, I can almost guarantee you that you're the one who's going to be paying for that. So my recommendation to you is if you're looking to sell your home in the next 3 to 6 months, you should call me, Cleve Gaddis, Gaddis Partners RE/MAX Center and ask for our exclusive customized maximum value plan, which will fully analyze your home, the local market, six different ways to make sure you know everything you need to know before selling your home. What is it worth? What would it be worth if you make minor improvements? What are the three different strategies you can use to maximize your sales price? A customized maximum value plan, normally $299, covers that and more. How do you get one? First three callers get one for free. Just call 770-497-0000. One more time, 770-497-0000. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan. We're going to talk about recent tax law changes and how they affect estates, as well as other general estate information. Stick with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where it sounds like Alfie might have gotten a little Oscars fever.
Hey, Cleve.
You're playing movie themes.
Yeah, this is Rocky, Cleve. I need to buy a house.
Well, you're Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. Hey, listen, if Sylvester Stallone wanted to buy a house from our team, I would guarantee you we could make time to take care of him, because it would be a big one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I need a big house, Cleve.
Yeah, the Oscars were last weekend, so you know, and I'm a big fan of the Oscars. I love movies.
Yeah, well, I just wish they would stop preaching.
I mean, that's the thing. I didn't watch a lot of it because it was. I don't want to be politicized. I don't want to hear politics. I want to hear about movies.
Right.
That's the whole reason I watch the Oscars for. Is I want to get away from something for a little bit, which is the whole point of going to movies. Anyway, a lot of people go to movies to escape the reality of the world, just for a couple of hours, just transport yourself to a whole new place. And so I figured, you know, I love movies. We're going to play some themes from some movies. Obviously, this right here from Rocky.
Well, listen,
one,
just because you're going to do that, I'm going to stay tuned
four,
for the rest of the segments to this
five,
show.
Six,
I'm going to stay here for the
eight,
rest
nine,
of the show.
Eight, nine, ten.
I don't know, Alfie. I don't know. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm, by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process, so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. One more time, 678-226-7887. I am very pleased to welcome Phil Erickson, an attorney with O'Kelly and Sorahan, who is on the line with us. How are you, Phil?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing? I'm doing great.
Good. Phil is an estate specialist. I guess that's, I don't know what you're called, but you specialize in handling estates and wills and trusts and all of that kind of stuff. And we are really glad that you've taken time out of your day to join us for a segment on the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I know there was some changes with the recent tax law changes that affect estates, but I don't know anything about it. And we wanted to have you on so you could educate us and also the listeners on how the new Trump tax laws will affect people's ability to pass money from themselves to future generations.
Well, it got a lot of headlines, but it really is affecting probably 2 out of 1,000 people.
Okay. Well, tell us about it. What was the change that was made?
The big change is they doubled the annual exclusion for gift and death tax. So now a gentleman can leave about $11.2 million, and a couple can leave about $22.4 million before the estate tax or the gift tax kicks in.
Well, and so what was it before? Was it five? Was it half of that? Was it five and a half?
It was like 5.5 or so.
Okay.
Per person. And now Bill Gates can leave $50 billion to his wife with an unlimited marital deduction. But when they leave it to the kids, they can only leave $11 million now.
And then the estate pays tax on the rest of it. So now, talk to us. You said something about the gift tax. Is that the annual gift that someone can give? Has that been changed or no?
Well, that there's a lot of – I get a lot of confusion over the gift tax. But, okay. Yes, number one, without using up any of that lifetime $11.2 million gift tax and death tax exemption I have, I can give up to $15,000 to any individual, unlimited. So I could give you, my daughter, my dog, my neighbor, everyone, $15,000 without using up any of that unified credit.
Per
what
year?
What people don't realize.
Per year?
Or per year.
Per year. Wow.
Oh, that's the greatest. But that's a great way to do some tax planning if needed. But what people don't seem to realize is if you give a child $100,000, the IRS isn't going to show up with their handout saying you owe me taxes on the amount over $15,000. It just uses up part of that $11.2 million you can use during your life. So when you died, you'll only be able to use $11.1 million.
Oh, I did not know that. So you could give any amount you wanted to your child without having to pay taxes or them having to pay taxes in the current year. It just reduces
correct.
The amount you can leave them when you pass away.
Technically, you're supposed to file a gift tax return to notify the IRS you've used up part of your unified credit, but there's no money owed.
Got it.
That's a common misunderstanding.
Well, because I always thought, Alfie, did you know anything about how that worked? I always thought if you gave more than what used to be $11,000, I think,
right.
that you would owe taxes, or at least maybe your child would owe taxes if you gave that to them.
I don't know. This tax stuff always confuses me.
This is not something you've ever worried about.
Only a couple states have what's called an inheritance tax, where when you receive the money, you owe the tax. There's only three or four states that have that.
So what you're talking about—
Washington states get broke— Is some states have started enacting death taxes because they can't just print money when they have to pay the firemen and the teachers. So
is there a
Georgia doesn't have one
is
right
there's
now.
No inheritance tax in the state of Georgia. So if the estate is over $22 million, you would pay the tax to the federal government, and it is the estate that would owe it, not the person who inherited the money.
Correct. And there's no Georgia. If Georgia has a tax when you're over $22 million, it's what's called a pickup tax. They only tax what you're allowed to deduct from your taxes, so they don't. It doesn't cost you anything.
So let's change the subject. And by the way, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio, as always, by my man Alfie. And we've got Phil Erickson, an estate attorney with O'Kelly & Sorahan in Duluth, Georgia. They've actually got 19 offices throughout metro Atlanta. If you're interested and need to reach out to Phil, you can use 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. Phil, you specialize in estates and trusts and wills. What percentage of the time do you think people appropriately handle their estate issues before they pass away? And I'm just curious. This is not a listener question or anything, but you know, what percentage of the time do people handle everything they need to before they die?
Maybe 10 or 20% at best.
Whoa.
And if you don't have a will, the state of Georgia gives you a will. It's called administration.
Okay.
And so it doesn't go. The great myth is that, oh, it goes to the state if you don't have a will. That's not true. But frequently, if dad dies, we die first, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Most of the time we do.
If you have two kids and mom gets a third and the two kids get two thirds, which can be a real nuisance if the property's in dad's name and all of a sudden you have two minor children on title.
Oh, right.
Doing things like refinancing becomes challenging if you have 4-year-olds on the deed.
Oh, absolutely. And so do most of the time, do most people take at least some steps, or do, you know, 9 out of 10 people do nothing when it comes to estate stuff? That's a worrisome number, right, Alfie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What I see is when something happened bad to a friend or a parent,
yeah.
that frequently spurs people to do things. Wills are important. Boy, powers of attorney are frequently way more important because Georgia does give you your stuff still goes to your family when you pass away, but without a power of attorney, something as simple as paying dad's bills if he has a stroke requires lots of lawyers and lots of legal fees and getting bonded by the courts, and it's you have to go through what's called guardianship or conservatorship. And what could have been solved with a $50 power of attorney on LegalZoom becomes a $5,000 deal with my favorite lawyer, Phil, problem. So.
Whoa. So now what are the most commonly used powers of attorneys? I know you have like a medical power of attorney, and sounds to me like you're talking about a financial power of attorney. What would be the types of POAs that somebody would need to be aware of?
Normally just a good financial power of attorney, so okay. someone can step into your shoes if you're sick
okay.
or unable to. And then Georgia now has an advanced directive, which combines the living will, which is your do not resuscitate, your medical power of attorney, and a nomination of guardian if that's needed. So it's all in one new form from the state, and it's actually a very good form.
And they can get it from the state of Georgia?
You can find it. I normally include it with wills and such. It's one of those things, when you bring an umbrella, it doesn't rain. Hopefully you don't need the darn things, but it's good to have them there in the drawer just in case.
Got it. If you just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm joined in the studio by my man Alfie. We've got Phil Erickson with O'Kelly and Sorahan, an estate attorney, on the line with us. He can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880. We've just got a few seconds left, Phil. I want to ask you quickly, when someone passes away and their will has to be probated, how long does it typically take for that will to go through probate?
Well, here's a lawyerly answer everyone hates. It depends.
Okay.
If the will's properly executed with the right number of witnesses and notaries and all the legal heirs, the legal relatives sign off, agree to everything, I've in a bind when I beg and plead with the people, I've got the letters issued in a day or two.
Okay.
Normally it takes 10 to 14 days after you file a petition to probate a will to get what's called letters testamentary back from the court, which allows you to step into dad's shoes and sign things on behalf of the estate.
If there's
no will, it can easily take 6 to 8 weeks at best.
Okay, got it. So if someone passes away, you've got some real property to deal with. Hey, it might take 2 or 3 months to get the property into the name of the estate where you can actually sell it. Phil, thank you very much for joining us as always. Again, if you need to reach Phil Erickson, estate attorney with O'Kelly and Sorahan, 770-497-1880 is the number. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, can you get a conventional mortgage on a home without carpet? We'll answer that question and a few more in the next segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160, where Alfie is continuing to play movie themes, not featured in this year's Oscars, but in prior year's Oscars, probably. So this was the theme song to which movie, Alfie?
This is Back to the Future. I mean, one of the many popular songs of Back to the Future, which featured a lot of Huey Lewis and the News songs. Of course, that's Huey Lewis.
I was
going to
ask you who the artist was.
Yes.
Huey Lewis and the News, I would assume.
He's got a few songs that's on that soundtrack, and also he makes a cameo in the Back to the Future movie as well.
He does?
Yeah, he's one of the
teachers. I don't remember that.
In the opening scene, he's one of the...
I do remember that.
He tells them that the band's too loud and can't play at the some dance they're doing or something like that. So.
Love it. Love it. Well, I think it's great. You got one more movie theme for us next segment?
Oh, yes, we do. We do, sir.
This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation and real estate contract review and title insurance matters, and commercial closings. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. Again, 770-497-1880.
Man, they just do it all over there at their O'Kelly.
I think they're just trying to have a list that's very impressive.
Okay.
And I'm impressed.
Well, yeah.
I am impressed.
Every time you read it, I just go,
that's a long list.
That's hashtag impressive.
Rob in Duluth writes in, wants to know, can you get a conventional mortgage on a home without carpet?
So it's just like, no. What is it? Then just floor? No carpet.
Well, what's under your carpet?
Well, I mean, I guess
concrete. What's under your carpet is actually a slab.
Right. So slab. Is he talking about concrete?
Well, so he just really is. I'm guessing he's just asking whether or not you can get a mortgage on a property that has no carpet, whether it is on a slab floor, on a plywood decking floor. And the answer is yes. Now, you cannot get an FHA mortgage without carpet in the home.
Okay.
But you can get a conventional one that is purchased and owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Okay.
But listen to this, Alfie.
Right.
If you and I went into, let's say, your parents' home, and let's say they're not on a slab like you are.
Right.
So let's say their carpet has got tack strips around the edge and it's, you know, actually attached down to the plywood floors. if you and I took the carpet up, threw it out, left the tack strips in place,
right,
you could not get a loan on that home.
What? Really?
Okay.
If you walked in and you stepped on the tack strips with your bare foot.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be good.
So it's considered a safety hazard.
Gotcha.
It's a safety problem.
Okay.
So
that
makes sense, then. If it does not have carpet, and let's see here, this was a Robin Duluth. If it does not have carpet and the tack strips have been removed, you'll be in good shape.
Okay.
If it doesn't have carpet and the tack strips are still there, then you either need to install new carpet or you need to take the tack strips out.
Right.
And then when the conventional appraiser comes out, they will not have any problems with that at all. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, you learn something new every week on this show.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hello, hello.
My NASCAR connection.
Ooh, come on.
Who got me up close and personal. That is a very ceremonial sport.
It is.
They got a specific plan for doing everything.
Everything's
on time.
And
when all of the crew starts pushing the cars out under their own power, not the car's power, the crew's power.
Yes.
I thought, okay, they've got some rituals that they follow.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because the cars are capable of cranking up and driving out onto the track themselves.
Correct. But they got to go through inspection. So it's, you know.
Who inspects them?
NASCAR.
They do?
Yes.
What kind of inspection do they
just
do?
Just make sure all the you know, that they're all the, you know, the same height and the same width and... You know, that they're all, you know, the specs are all proper. Everything's got to be the same. So they go through an inspection.
So, Alfie, I know probably everybody who goes to a NASCAR race probably secretly wishes to see an accident.
I guess so.
But
I mean,
felt very, very bad for in the first 16 or 18 laps. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I want there to be a little crash. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I want there to be a crash. And all of a sudden, coming down the home stretch, whatever's on the side where the stands are, one of the cars is kind of nudging, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah,
the other one right
wall,
in front of him. Well, it actually pushed the back end of the car off into the grass
first. Okay.
Then the driver corrected to get back on the track.
Right.
And zoomity zingity right to the other side of the track and head first into the wall. Nobody was hurt.
Right.
No fires, no nothing. But I'm sitting there and I was so glad. It was exciting to watch.
Hey,
and all the other cars driving all around them and everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't be so excited about NASCAR.
Let's
get back to...
You've got NASCAR fever.
The real estate show. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Cleve Gaddis NASCAR Hour. You're listening to Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Got a question from Stephen and Amy in Buford.
Okay.
And my goodness, what a timely question this is. We filled out our HOA disclosure, indicating the buyer, they say, had to pay the new account setup fee for the HOA, but the closing attorney charged us, the seller, at closing, saying they had no choice.
Oh.
Why?
Hmm.
Well, I think that the answer to that question is laziness. And not because of the closing attorney is lazy, but because the people who draft the contracts for the Georgia Association of Realtors want to make their jobs as easy as possible, and it's the attorneys that draft the contracts. And so here's what it says, Alfie. You and I do a disclosure together, okay? You're buying my house.
All right.
I disclose to you there's a $250 new account setup fee, and you agree to pay that because you're the new account holder, right?
Right.
So the new account fee should be paid by you.
Yes.
But what it says is, notwithstanding any provisions herein to the contrary, if the HOA charges a fee before they will issue the HOA clearance letter, that the seller must pay that fee.
Okay.
So if you and I agree that you're going to pay the $250 new account setup fee, but if the HOA management company is trying to be sneaky and they say, well, we won't give you the clearance letter for closing until you pay the $250 new account setup fee, only the seller can pay it at that point, right?
Correct.
Because they're the only ones who's a member.
Right.
So then who gets stuck paying it at closing?
Me.
The seller.
Right.
You're the buyer example.
Well, yeah, of course.
So I would. And so, unfortunately, Stephen and Amy, what I would do is more than likely you and the buyer understood the way it was supposed to work. So if you just asked your agent or you prepared or if you're working on your own, we could help you with it. If you would prepare an amendment that says, a separate amendment that says the buyer shall pay the $250 account setup fee, when you put it on an amendment, a separate amendment, it sort of overrides what that exhibit says, basically.
Right.
And then the closing attorney would move that $250. I'm just using that as an example. It doesn't give me an amount here, but they will move that over from your side to the buyer's side. So if you're listening and you're a real estate professional, be aware, because if the seller has to pay it in advance to get the HOA clearance letter, then the seller is agreeing to pay that at closing himself or herself. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. I'm Cleve Gaddis, joined in the studio, as always, by my man Alfie. Jenny in Lawrenceville writes in wanting to know, what's the difference in a pre-approval letter and a pre-qualification letter? And in reality, Jenny, there is no difference in the two. Meaning neither one of them mean your loan has been fully underwritten and approved. But generally, a pre-qualification letter says, hey, Alfie, you've told me all the information I needed, and based on what you've told me, you should be able to get a mortgage.
All right.
A pre-approval says, hey, you've told me all of this information, and I've asked you to give me documentation to verify it, and I've checked your credit, and I've checked your income, and I've checked all of that, and based on that, I believe you can qualify for a mortgage. So a pre-approval letter is typically the lender taking it one step further to make sure that all of the documentation you will need in order to get your loan, you have it, and it all makes sense.
Gotcha.
So, Jenny, hopefully that answers your question. 770-497-00. 00 is the number to call if you have additional questions. If you like listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 every Sunday at noon and every Tuesday at 2, you might also enjoy tuning in to The Morning Ride with Larry Larson on 1160's sister station, AM 1690, The Voice of the Arts, right here in Atlanta, where I am a guest on The Morning Ride with Larry Larson every Tuesday morning at 9:30. Always supposed to have 10 or 12 minute conversations with Larry. They typically last 15 or 20 minutes. And he is one question after another after another. It is a delight to be on his show, and we cover so many very, very interesting subjects. Talked all about home values in Metro Atlanta on this morning show, and I thought the questions would never, ever, ever end. So AM 1690, The Morning Ride with Larry Larson, every Tuesday at 9:30. Tune in to listen to me have a conversation with Larry. We invite you to attend. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, we're featuring Harrington Falls in Alpharetta. And Alex wants to know, is it more expensive to build a ranch or a two-story? We'll answer those questions and more. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Go away, Anna.
Okay, bye.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie, I am going to display my ignorance for everyone in Atlanta. Right. I have no idea what movie that's from.
It's from Frozen.
Frozen. You know, oh, Disney. I should know that. Yes, I've heard that. I'm sorry. That is. I should have actually. You would have told me in sign language. Go ahead and turn it up a minute.
We'll ride our bike around the halls.
Overdue. I started talking to the pictures on the wall.
Hang in there, Joan.
Alfie, would you let them sing? Would you mind?
This is Kimber's favorite.
Does she love it?
She loves this. And plus, we've ridden the Frozen ride a couple of times. She enjoys it a lot.
There's a Frozen ride?
Yeah, there's a Frozen ride over at Epcot Center.
Well, what is it? What is it? I mean, is it Frozen?
You just kind of ride through as if you're you see all the characters and they're singing songs and. So it's, I wanted to get that one in for my wife.
Love it. Well, Kimber, that is for you, my dear.
Yeah.
That is for you. Woo. We appreciate you sticking with us through the break. Again, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
You know, when somebody gets ready to sell a house, there are a ton of decisions that need to be made. It's not an easy thing to do. I mean, homeowners ask themselves questions like, how should I prepare the home for sale?
Yeah.
What's the right price?
Correct.
What's the highest price I can get?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make the process as easy as possible for myself and my family? And,
yeah.
You know, if you drive around Atlanta and you look at the billboards, there's agents out there all the time saying, hey, we can't sell your home. We'll buy it guaranteed.
We'll buy buy if it's not sold by this certain day, we'll buy it.
But you know, sometimes those agents don't even own houses themselves.
Oh, what's wrong?
Not sure how they're going to buy a home from you if they don't own their own home. Mm. And there are a couple national companies. There's a few. There's Knock. There's Open Door. There's OfferPad here in Atlanta saying they will take, excuse me, all of the headaches out of the home selling process, claiming you won't have to do anything to prepare your home to sell or have the inconvenience of buyers visiting your home.
That's right.
But who's paying for all the convenience?
Mm.
You are as the seller with your hard-earned equity. These mega companies aren't charities. They're out to make a profit, and the profit is ultimately coming from you. So what should you do if you plan to sell your home in the next 3 to 6 months? You should call me, Cleve Gaddis, with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, and ask for our exclusive customized maximum value plan, a CMVP, which will fully analyze your home and the local market, six different ways to make sure you know everything you need to know before selling your home. What is your home worth as it in its current condition? What minor improvements can you make to get the most money in return? What are three different strategies to maximize your sales price? A customized maximum value plan provides these answers and many, many more. We normally charge $299 for one of these plans, but show listeners can get one for free.
What?
How? Just call 770-497-0000, but it's only free for the first three callers. Again, call 770-497-0000 to get a customized maximum value plan for free. No gimmicks, no tricks, no bait and switch tactics, just the simple facts to help you learn how to sell your home for the most possible money. 770-497-0000. Each week, we pick one Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out to spotlight critical changes in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And to help you as a buyer or a seller identify how you might have an advantage in that neighborhood. This week, Harrington Falls is our featured neighborhood in our Lowdown on the Hood segment. It's located on Mayfield between Hopewell and Freemanville Road in Alpharetta. In 2007, the average sales price was $814,000 in Harrington Farms. In 2011, that average sales price had dropped to $578,600, so it dropped $235,000 or 29%. By 2017, the price had recovered to $730,000 average sales price, so it dropped 29%, up 26%. On that scale of 100, Alfie, that you like me to use, 2007 is represented by the number 100, 2011 by the number 71, 2013 by the number 90. There are currently five homes available for sale in the neighborhood, only three sold in the neighborhood all of last year, which means there are 22 months worth of inventory in the neighborhood. Alfie, does that mean it's a buyer's, seller's, or balanced market?
What is it again?
It is a buyer's market.
Oh, I was asking for what?
Excuse me, 20 months. Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry, Alfie. I didn't understand your question. Buyers. It's a buyer's market.
Yeah.
You cheated. So we say that if you have less than 4 months worth of inventory,
I've got it right.
It's a seller's market. If you have 4 to 5 months worth of inventory, it is a balanced market. And over 5 months worth of inventory is a buyer's market. So at 20 months worth of inventory, it is a buyer's market. Doesn't mean that that won't change sometime in the next few months. The homeowner equity, the homeowner's equity in the neighborhood from 2011 to 2017 increased $17.4 million. So those 115 homeowners got $17.5 million more in equity than they did before. The elementary school is Alpharetta. The middle school is Northwest, and the high school is Milton. Milton High School gets a school chimp score rating of 100.
Nice.
If you are the type of person who doesn't want to monkey around with your kid's education or the impact... or the impact schools have on home values, you need to download a free school chimp report. Just go to gogaddis.com. A school chimp report on local high school provides the most comprehensive rating system available today and includes all the other demographic information you'd like to know about that particular school district, like the percentage of homeowners and renters, the average household income, the educational attainment by parents, the average sales price, and more. Sales data all the way back to 2007, believe it or not, Alfie, 10 years worth of data there. It's a free service available exclusively through the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. You can get one by visiting gogaddis.com. Also, if you'd like to get the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is just what the doctor ordered. It's like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed directly to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. Click on the Home Values and ATL tab. It'll take less than 30 seconds, and it will ensure you are the local smarty. Your neighbors will most certainly be jealous. Just go to gogaddis.com and sign up now. Alfie.
Yeah.
I know when Kimber searches for her new home to buy, which, by the way, is coming up sometime soon.
Yes,
I know you
is.
Guys are chugging right along.
Yep.
I know she uses SureMLS.com. That's SureMLS.com. And it's my understanding.
You know it!
That's a wrestling theme,
yes.
Right?
That's a good, yeah.
And it's my understanding the reason she uses SureMLS.com is she got tired of finding old, stale listing information.
Yeah, she gets the most up-to-date information at the site compared to the other site she would go to, or like you said, she would like a house.
It's my understanding she found one she liked, and not only had it sold the prior November, but it had sold the November before that.
Yes, it did.
She also found a couple homes that looked like they were active and available for sale, but they were just homes that were in the process of being foreclosed by the bank, and that was not fun for her. She'd get her hopes up, and it was like, boom, now the rug was pulled out from under her. So if you want the best place to search for homes for sale in Metro Atlanta, search SureMLS.com, SureMLS.com. Best way to search in Metro Atlanta. Most current information, and Alfie, it pulls from both listing databases in Metro Atlanta. So when you see two of listings, know that you are finding everything that's out there. When you see one, know you have found a gem because you're finding one that most other people who are searching for homes won't know about sure. Alex in Brookhaven writes in, is a ranch more expensive to build than a two-story? What you think, Alfie?
A ranch-style home?
Yeah.
Compared to, I don't know. That's a good question. You're the real estate
guy. So if you look at it on, so if you just took all ranches versus two stories, no, they probably cost about the same. But if you look at it on a price per square foot basis, yes, a ranch is more expensive to build than a two-story because the second floor of a two-story home is much less expensive to build than the first floor because you don't have the foundation, you don't have all the structural stuff. It's very different. So generally, ranch homes have a larger footprint, so it costs more. The lot typically costs more because you need a little bit wider lot in order to fit a ranch home on typically.
Makes sense.
So yes, Alex, I don't have any specific numbers for you as to the exact difference in cost in a ranch and a two-story home, but I would say that the replacement cost on a ranch versus a two-story house from an insurance standpoint would be much less, and the actual cost to build a ranch would be more than a two-story home. Alfie and I, as always, are glad you decided to join us for another week's episode of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We plan to be back next Sunday at noon and Tuesday at 2. We'll talk to you then, Atlanta. Have a great week.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.